Yo, minasan, Manga Sensei Podcast, hey, yo, koso. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Manga Sensei Podcast Sunday edition, where I get to talk about whatever the heck I want, which is kind of the best thing ever. Make sure to give us a 5-star review down below, share us, like us, do all that kind of fun stuff. It really, really does help us out. So today I want to talk about something, I don't know, kind of interesting. Often when I interview people, I talk about mistakes that they've made in Japanese and how they got over mistakes. Or I often talk about how when people that are experts at Japanese, what advice they give for beginners in Japanese. And so I kind of wanted to take my own time to talk about advice I would give for people starting at ground zero. So if you're new to learning Japanese and you're just starting Japanese today, this is the advice that I would give you. I've kind of narrowed it down to three main areas when I think about Japanese and when I think about language learning in general. The first thing I'd recommend doing is set a goal for yourself of what you want to be able to do. A lot of Japanese studies are extremely arbitrary in universities. One of the things that gets me really angry with universities is that it's extremely arbitrary. After it teaches you the very basics of hello, goodbye, you know, how are you doing, and things like that, it teaches you what it thinks you should know, but it actually gives you no purpose in mind. If you're wanting to learn Japanese for a purpose, I recommend figuring out that purpose is thinking really deep on this. If you want to talk to a really cute Japanese girl, then I would recommend finding out how to talk to her about, you know, traveling to Japan. Get an exact goal of what you want to be able to accomplish. And then break that down even more so into exactly what that means. I'm reminded of the SMARTER stack. When you have something that's specific, measurable, obtainable, relevant, time-bound, evaluated, and written down. SMARTER goals. I'll put that in the show notes down below so you can kind of see what I'm talking about here. But I really think it's important that people actually have a goal for their Japanese. Grades are a great thing to get you motivated initially, but I don't think that's what's going to actually help you learn the language in the long run. In real life, there are no grades. It's just simply if you can do it or not. And that's how you have to really improve. The second thing that I'd really focus on if I were to start give advice to someone that's just a very, very beginning speaker, of course, is setting your goal. And then the second thing that I'd recommend is, and this seems kind of silly, but when you are studying Japanese at the beginning, don't learn kanji and write all of your words down in romanized letters. Now you may be thinking, that's silly. I can read, I'm going to learn how to read hiragana. I'm going to learn how to do katakana. I'm going to need to learn the kanji eventually. However, if you're first starting to learn a language that you've spent who knows how many years, let's say you're starting at 18 years old, okay, you're an adult. You've had, since you were 6 years old, people telling you how to write your ABCs. You know how they look, you know how they sound. And when you jump into Japanese, you have no background. And while it's important that you do read things and that you get used to hiragana and katakana and eventually kanji, your brain is already programmed to study and remember romaji. And you can pound out a lot more vocab if it's already in romanized letters. So what I would recommend doing is pounding a ton of vocab at the beginning. Just getting a whole bunch of vocab and having it in romanized letters. You can have it in the hiragana or the katakana if you would like. That's awesome. But I would take a list of 20 a day and I would just pound words down. Just pound them every single day as hard as you could and get those words down. Your brain will pick them up faster and you will initially get a better lead on people that you will be studying with. And I've seen this true. I've seen people that have studied it numerous different ways and the ways that I've found most helpful. I've been studying Japanese for years now and I still write majority of my vocabulary words in romanized format. And I put the kanji beside them and I feel like I have better retention that way. And I can read hiragana and katakana just fine. All of the show notes for this show and everything that I read to you that has been written down before is written in the kanji in the most complex form possible. I don't cheat on this stuff. But I find it very useful for this. The second part of that is don't learn kanji right away. Now, you may be saying, but kanji is still useful. And some of you used to be saying like, yeah, you don't have to learn kanji. Don't worry about it right away. I did not learn kanji or even start learning kanji in my Japanese till I was over a year into studying Japanese in country. Now, some people are going to say that's terrible advice. And I think that you may have some idea why that's there, but let me break this down for you. When you are first studying the language because it is so foreign to you, just being able to pound out those vocab words and get the initial grammar down is going to be enough work already. If you actually want to get kanji done, study kanji in a very straightforward, goal-oriented way where you can go by the radical and with mnemonics. And we're going to eventually – Wani Kanji does a great system right now. We're going to do something very similar. But at the very beginning, you don't need it. You want to make your study effective as possible. And if you are bogging your kanji, your Japanese study down with all this different kanji, you're going to be hindering yourself earlier on. Now, when you get through the initial bit of Japanese, when you feel like you can achieve whatever goal that you've set for yourself initially, then feel free to jump right into kanji. Write down some symbols. Start putting them on. There's posters on our website breaking the kanji down. Most comprehensive kanji posters on the internet. We put hundreds of hours into these posters, making sure they're accurate and sorted and pretty and organized. And that's a great way to study it. But at first, you don't need it. You need to cut anything out of your study that does not help you achieve your initial goal. Okay? And make sure that goal is extremely narrow focus so that you can accomplish it, be proud of yourself, get some good feelings, and move on to your next step of studying Japanese, because that's how you become fluent. The last thing, the last really big bit of advice that I would give to people, and this may seem, again, somewhat contrary, but I believe in being somewhat contrarian because Japanese is taught so poorly. I am sick of how Japanese is taught at universities. I'm tired of how it's taught when you go to high school. And I think it needs to be a complete overhaul in most areas. It's taught like Spanish. And this isn't Spanish. This is Japanese. And the other people teach it like Japanese, teach it like I'm not getting into that. However, contrary to popular belief with a lot of people saying you need to crunch down in on the grammar, what I would think is very, very useful is something that Aichan and I talked about yesterday, is going into that accent. Find someone who you like how they talk. I don't care if it's Zaraki Kenpachi. I don't care if it's Naruto. I don't care if it's – I prefer if you choose someone that's more realistic, of course, because you want your Japanese to sound better than it is. However, find someone that you like how they talk and start shadowing them. What do I mean by shadowing? We talked about this yesterday in the Japanese portion of my interview with Ai Nakamura, where you take the Japanese that you want to do, you listen to it, and as they speak, try to, as soon as they say it, say exactly what they said the same way they said it. That will help you practice the intonation. That'll help you learn what the fillers are. That will help you get the cadence. That will help you get the accent. That will help your Japanese sound so much better. I cannot begin to tell you how much of a benefit that will give you actually having a good accent. I know a gentleman that was, again, he spoke with a strong Texas accent in Japan. He was very hard to understand. He had wonderful grammar and he made sense, but it made sense to me because I'm a foreigner. However, Japanese people that spoke to him had an increasingly difficult time trying to grasp what he said. And I think that is in large part due to the fact that his accent was so terrible. So I think doing that shadowing will really help you focus in on having Japanese sounding Japanese. Lastly, and this isn't technically part of my three things that I'd focus in on, is making sure you have a good language study. Your language study really does need to be tailored to you, whether you're trying to study for the JLPT or JBL or whatever, or the Kanji Keng. All these require different studies. If you're trying to study just to be able to read Naruto, that's awesome, but you need a legitimate goal. And so what I think you need to do is make Manga Sensei work for you. We're going to continue to come up with great tools, great things that will help your Japanese improve drastically, but you need to make sure that it really does touch your goals and cut out anything that's not going to be useful. If this podcast is not useful to you, give us 5 stars and leave. for reals, I'm not kidding. If this podcast is not going to help you study Japanese, if this is not going to help you practice sentences so that you can say them, follow my cadence, if this isn't going to help you break down grammar, if this isn't going to give you the vocabulary that you need to be able to speak Japanese every day, then don't listen to us anymore. But with everything that I can muster, I will tell you that we are going to give you the best Japanese that we can possibly come up with. And we are not going to be satisfied until we come up with the best and most useful tools and cutting out all of the extra crap. If you look at our website, the 30-day challenge, realistically, is actually just the most commonly used words, the most commonly used grammar with nothing else in there. If you look at the example sentences, we don't give a whole bunch of extra stuff or situations or extra grammar explanations because we want to give you the most succinct, easy to understand, not garbled information on our grammar dictionary. We're working on a couple of other things that I can't exactly talk about right now, but I'm positive they'll actually be useful to you in your study because it's something that you actually need. It's going to be something that's not extra, not fluff. We don't want fluff on our website. And I'm really happy to be part of this team. With that, I will have to sign off. But remember, 皆さん、本当にペラペラになりたくないというつもりがあったら、ぜひ大学と同じように勉強しなさい。しかし、日本人のように、それか僕の目標を果たすために、日本語を習いたいなら、きっと、こういうふうに間違いを通して、間違いを通し日本語を勉強しなさい。それが一番ですよ。一番です。それで皆さん、今からよろしくお願いします。それでまた明日。じゃあね。